Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. I know we have not been on the show for some time now, and, you know, as usual, the excuses, you know, not just technical difficulties, but the ability to show up to the show based upon the number of clients I have to deal with on a daily basis. We are going to be taking callers today with a single question per caller. So each caller can ask a single question. We ask you to only ask one-part questions only, please. As we bring you each on air, you're going to be stating your name, where you're calling from, and then you're going to go directly into your question. For those of you tuning in and listening to the show as well as trying to call in today, that would like a private reading with myself, the website is fully operational, back up, and online, and even more secure than before. So please visit howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have some great specials going on over there. Please check them out. You can scroll down on the homepage and find the first one. And that, once more, website is howpsychic.com. Okay, howpsychic.com. We're going to now begin to take our first caller, and we're going to move it right along to each caller and see how many we can get done today. First caller today is area code 973. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. I would like to ask about my relationship with Robert.
Yes, hello there, Tina in New Jersey, and you want to ask about your relationship with Robert. I need you to go ahead and ask that question.
I would like to know about my relationship with Robert.
What would you like to know, hon?
Oh, the holidays are coming up. I just want to know if he has any surprises or anything.
Okay, give me one moment here. Yeah, I do believe he's got a trick or two up his sleeve for the holidays. It doesn't look too bad to me. There has been, I wouldn't say that you've been estranged, so to speak, but I can tell you that sometimes he does seem a little distant. This is not actually on purpose for him. This is just who he is. However, I do feel that that's going to work out great for you, okay? And you may see some movement, actually, from him before we reach Christmas, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
May you be blessed. All right, our next caller today is area code 215. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Natalie, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I'd like to know if I will be reunited with my godson soon.
All right, Natalie in Pennsylvania. How you doing? And you're asking to see if you're going to be reunited with your grandson. Okay, wonderful. Now, your grandson is still amongst the living, as far as I can tell.
Right.
Okay, just making sure. Give me one moment, please. I do see a reuniting happening between yourself and your grandson. One of the things I get around this is, surprisingly, not so much legal as in the legal matters or something to do with that. I'm feeling the problem is getting everybody on the same page, okay? The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, and there's some obstacles going on financially, but it will all come together. And to be honest with you, it will be sooner than later. You will have to wait a little while, but it will be sooner than later. What we're looking at here is just a little over 4 weeks' time. So I'm thinking it's going to be around the new year, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 631. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes. Hi. My name is Suzanne from Long Island. And do you see me and a man I like named Sean ever getting better between us, or should I move on and meet someone else?
Okay, Suzanne. And you said you're in Long Island?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, please, and I will check on the Sean situation. All right. Well, as usual here with anybody, I will always tell the good and the bad to any situation, and that is who I am morally as a psychic and a minister. I feel that this has been going on for quite some time now, okay? There's always a push and pull, and it's sort of like then it drops off occasionally, and it's an ongoing cycle, okay? I do feel that they're going to be making some further efforts to communicate and kind of spend maybe some time with you, and that's going to be in just about 4 days to 5 days here, okay? But one thing that I am getting as a note here, that they will eventually pull back again, okay? The biggest problem with this individual is not the fear of commitment, but more so fear of responsibility, okay? I think it is a good option to go ahead and open yourself up to whatever else might be out there, but I do not feel it is time to completely close the door on this one either. You just have to leave it cracked, but don't put yourself on hold for it, okay?
So you don't know if it'll get better and I might meet somebody new?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you think I'll meet somebody soon, or?
Well, we only do one question per caller here on the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next caller today is area code 502. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm calling from Kentucky. And my question is regarding myself and a man named Jason, if you see any type of relationship forming between the two of us.
All right, Casey. What part of Kentucky are you in?
Katie, sorry.
What part of Kentucky are you in?
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I was over in Lexington. And you said his name was?
Jason,
okay. That's right. Give me one moment, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, honey. Yeah, this man, he's just nervous. There's no real big problem here, okay? I think that the truth will come out because the thing is that when I'm looking at this situation, the spirits are saying the truth will let out, okay? Which means that he does have deeper feelings and he does have deeper desires to make something out of this with you. He will come around. I don't necessarily have a timeline in which this is all going to come about this time, but I can tell you it feels really good and the angels are really watching over this. One of the ways this is coming through is like you met under very unusual circumstances. It's almost as if it was very spiritually driven. So I want you to go ahead and just flow with this and know that it's going to be okay, but they're saying on the background, do not overanalyze it. Just let it flow. Go with the flow, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller today is area code 806. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Sherry in Texas. I was wondering if you saw which city I was going to move to in New Mexico.
All right. Well, Sherry, has Fort Worth come to mind?
That's in Texas.
Yeah. You said in Texas?
New Mexico. I'm in Texas, I was...
Oh, and you're going to New Mexico. Okay, I don't know all the cities out there, but let me see if I can get a, a letter for you, okay?
Okay. Or I can give you the three cities I was thinking about.
I'm sorry?
Or I can give you the three cities I was considering.
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Taos, Santa Fe, or Albuquerque?
All right. Santa Fe is the one that sticks out, as well as Albuquerque. So I believe it's going to be between those two, and I'm going to describe to you to go with your gut, whatever sticks out the best to you. However, Santa Fe is what comes to mind out of the two as the strongest, okay?
Okay. I appreciate you looking into it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Good night.
Night. All right. Now, our next caller will be brought on momentarily. For those of you looking for private psychic readings that are very affordable, please visit our website at howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is area code 619. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes. Hello. Hi. Thank you. My name is Roxana, and I have a question. If you see a serious, like, commitment between me and Robert in future, I call him Bob, but his full name is Robert, like, if we will move in together or he is not interested in this kind of relationship with me.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Yeah, this one is scared. I think he's interested, but he's scared. And he has sort of a problem facing his own emotions. He really tries to live life emotionless when it comes to himself, but very emotional for others. Sort of like he's one of those people, he cares about everybody else but himself. I do feel that something can still come of this, but I'm going to be all honest with you. He's going to need a little bit of a nudge. Not that you should have to do it, but...
Oh,
I keep feeling like you're going to have to nudge him, honey.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I think it's another Robert. I have two friends. They both Robert.
Okay.
One is just friend. The other one is more than just friend. So the one that is more than just friend, that's the one that I call Bob, just B-O-B, Bob.
Yeah.
And that's the one that I would like to have a long-term connection.
I understand. And that is the one that I'm speaking of here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one that's having some issues. He's very caring about everybody else, but he doesn't really acknowledge his own emotions, okay? And this is what's coming through.
So there's no hope for any of them for a long-term relationship?
I'm not saying there's no hope, honey. I'm saying that you're going to have to nudge it. After you nudge it, it should go better, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. All right, we're going to be bringing on our next caller now. Our next caller is, here we go, area code 917. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Anna.
Yes, hello there, Anna. And how can I help you today? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York. And my question is, what do you see work-wise for me?
Okay, great question here. And you're currently working, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're looking for other future work, correct?
I'm looking for more steady work. This is a very small thing that I'm doing. It doesn't even bring enough income to pay for anything.
I understand. Okay.
It is something, yes.
All right. The blessing here is that in 2 weeks' time, give or take a little bit, you are going to have a blessing, more steady and perpetual work coming your way that even seems to pay a little better, okay? Now, the darker side of this is that, yeah, there's going to be some people to deal with, and you're not going to necessarily get along with everybody within the work environment. However, it will be very positive for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So work is coming your way. I want you to keep looking, keep searching, because that's how you're going to find it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have some great specials going on the website. Please check it out. That is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. Next caller today is area code 484. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Tonetta calling from Philadelphia, PA. How are you doing?
Well, hello there, Tonetta. I'm doing okay. Long time don't hear.
Right. Okay, so I need to know, is Dan going to move in this house this month, or what's going on?
Okay, well, let's see here. Yep, we are looking at the 23rd and the 24th, okay? I think that is when the move should be happening.
Really? Or now, you know that Dan and me haven't been talking now for about a good week because...
Because as usual, he's off being his crazy self.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So mm-hmm. How does this flip the script? I mean...
I don't know. What I can tell you, honey, is we only do one question per caller here, but what I will say is that it is looking really good, and it looks like there are some very dramatic improvements within him right now. Now, I'm not going to say he's changed, because change isn't really a good operative word here. Improvement. Okay, visible improvement is a good word. And that is what I'm going off of right now. But why don't you go over to the website, reach out to me, and we'll see what else comes out for you, okay?
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, once more, our website is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. So please visit our website for all of your private reading needs. I'm not quite sure if you're calling in to ask a question or not because your hand's not raised here, but we're going to go ahead and take you live and on air. Our next caller is area code 773. First three digits are 818. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please go into your name, where you're calling from, and asking your question. Hello, caller, with area code 773. You are live and on air. All righty. And you may just want to go ahead and be listening in. Well, anyways, it looks like we have now made it through all of our callers for tonight. And this show, we were able to take care of quite a few of them, and we're really happy that we were able to make it to today's show. Please try and stay tuned to when our show times are going to be coming up. We're going to be trying to get a few more shows done during the week, and we may be changing our shows on Monday. But please stay tuned and please check in to see whether or not we're going to have Monday's show and what future shows may be coming throughout the weeks. So we want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night. Once more, the name of our website is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. Namaste, love, light, and good night.